This text of Isaiah is very important for all of us. You see, we can have fast days that just become another ceremony. And, you know, we get hungry, sure enough. But I mean, are we doing anything? You see what he says here? On your fast day, you're still doing your own thing. Why don't you fast from sin? You see? And you drive all your laborers. You neglect the poor. So, you see, what's so great about not putting some stuff in a hole in your head? I mean, that's good, you know, and your body feels it. But what about, you see, and you see how much more human God is than we are? I mean, let's get real, folks. Yes, of course you fast. And today is Friday, so it's more fast. But that fast from sin and take care of people. You see? Oh, that you might fast so as to make your voice heard on high. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? This is the fast I want. Releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them and not turning your back on your own family. Then your light will shine like the dawn, and your wound will quickly be healed. So, of course we should fast. I mean, like, but what about all the rest? You know, it's implied in some places in the Rule of Saint Benedict. There's one famous place on the observance of Lent. That part of it I read the first day of, remember? But it says, the rule says, and so the life of a monk every day should be Lent, but so few are able to be persuaded of this. So at least let's agree during Lent we're going to stop sinning. We're going to, you know, and it's so Christ-like, you know. Giving up, you know, jelly for breakfast is not nearly as hard as giving up resentment. And that's what he's talking about here. Do you see how important it is? This is what the Pope is getting at a lot, you know, what he's saying. Of course we do all these other observances, but the care of the poor to the point where it hurts. Now, we're well organized. You know, we have the Catholic Charities, which is doing wonderful work. And there used to be the, what did it used to be called? The Community Chest. Then it had another name. United Way, was that it? There was a big red feather was their image, remember? Where are they? Everybody got richer and the poor got poorer. Now I'm not, you see, this is tricky business, I must say. Because when right after Vatican II, when everybody said, poor, remember that? All the middle class ran down to the slums to help out. And the people down there said, what the heck are they doing down here? Wasn't well organized, and it wasn't, you know, first you have to talk to people. You have to like them, and they like you, and find out what they need. And otherwise, it's just, it's a pious exercise, I suppose. But see what he says here? This is the fasting I want. Release those bound unjustly. Untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them and not turning your back on your own, then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your own wound shall quickly be healed. God's telling us that. Now, does he mean that, you know, like everybody go home, back up the car, fill the whole car with stuff? No. But it's looking at what's important. What's important? And when this is not well understood, that's when you get what Cardinal de Lubac used to call atheist humanism. You know, I'll talk about that, because if I start now, you'll all be late for lunch. But atheist humanism, that's Russia. And that's what we're getting, you see. In Dostoevsky's book, The Brothers Karamazov, there's a passage where Alyosha, who's a young monk, one of the brothers, Karamazov, goes to visit Ivan, who's in jail for killing his father, which is probably, I mean, he's suspected and it's true. So Ivan starts to tell Alyosha, I'm going to write a poem. And the poem, do you ever, you know this story, do you? How many people know the Grand Inquisitor story? Because if I start, you're going to be a little late getting out of here. Well, it's worth it, I guess. So Jesus comes back to 16th century Seville. And he's helping people. And some are starting to see that it's Jesus. And they carry out a girl dead on her beard, bringing her to burial. And the crowd all say, Jesus, raise her. So he does. Standing on the other side of the street is the Grand Inquisitor, tall, ascetic Franciscan. When that happens, the Inquisitor says, arrest that man. So he puts him in, they put him in jail. And that night at midnight, the Inquisitor goes to see him. And he says, why did you come back? Why have you come back? Don't you realize it's taken us 1,600 years to undo what you tried to do? You thought men want to be free. They don't want to be free. They want to be safe. We tell them what to do. They hate us for it. But they do it because that's safe. We've done, you see? You thought they wanted to be free. When that great tempter came to you, you could have changed all the stones of the world into bread. The whole world would have followed you. But you didn't do it because you thought they wanted to be free. You could have jumped off the parapet of the temple. The whole country would have seen that. And you could have told them anything you wanted. But you wanted them to be free. And finally, I'm telling you now, this whole world belongs to me. And in a way, Satan was right. And I'll give it to you. You just adore me. It's yours. You can do what you want with it. And that's when Jesus gets mad. He says, out of here, Satan. But you see, that's communism. And in 1880, Dostoevsky already saw, because communism is 1917, right? Lenin and all the rest, could see this atheist humanism. And you've got to have lived through it to know how tempting it is. I was about 17 when my father came home from had to go out to a factory in Ohio and try to fix it up. There was a strike there, and it was all over. One guy wanted to make a name for himself in the union. So the whole town went broke. Little town, lived by the factory, The factory workers were striking. They didn't have any money. They couldn't buy any food. The grocery stores were going broke, all because one guy. When he came home and started to say that, I said to myself, I'm going to fix that. That's awful. So I told the Lord, yeah, I'm supposed to be a priest, but later, or whatever I was telling him. He wasn't impressed, I can tell you. Anyway, and so I started to, I'll go through the whole story, then I promise I'll quit. I was going to get a degree in economic theory from Harvard. So I was first doing my graduate undergraduate work at Holy Cross, then I was going to go to Harvard and fix this thing. And I didn't realize that, see, that's atheist humanism, but I mean, I was 19 by that time. So hope nobody hear from Gary, Indiana. Anyway, when I was 17, I worked on the ore boats for the summer. And we pulled into Gary, Indiana a couple of times, but one night we pulled in there about midnight. Gary, Indiana closes at midnight. Baloney. So we went to one bar and a fight broke out. Now these are not like fights in the movies, you know. These are guys half drunk, afraid to be called cowards. And then there's enmity. They're frustrated, they're oppressed. So the boatmen hate the railroad men hate the steel men, everybody hates everybody. And they fight. Well, boat broke, and this is not like the movie. These are, they break bottles and go after one another. I'm 17, I'm standing there watching this. And so they took us to another bar, same thing. So finally the last one, and it was in the black end of town. And I started to walk up the stair, a narrow staircase, and at the top you could see light and blue smoke, and you know, there was something going on there anyway. And our guys, they just wanted a drink. They were not looking for any. Anyway, saw this big form start coming down the stairs. So polite little Westchester boy, I stepped out of the way, let him out. And he looked at me, he was a big guy. He said, where are you from, boy? I said, New York. He said, you ain't from New York. You're from the South. He just wanted to hate somebody. I mean, he knew where I was from. So he started talking to me. And a crowd started to gather, about 50 or 60 guys. I was with about 6 or 8 guys, I guess. And I'm holding the pint of whiskey they bought, because they knew I wouldn't be drinking it, and to bring back to the boat, which was against the rules, but they were, you know, they did it all the time. So I'm thinking to myself, if I just bopped this guy on the head, which would have been the most foolish thing, I wouldn't stand, I'd be dead by now. Bob, one of the deckhands, the toughest guy I ever met, said, my name used to be Robert Trinov. Don't do it, Bobby. He could see what I was thinking of doing, bopping this guy on the head with his bottle. And so we took off. Gary, Indiana. You know, I saw the oppression, I saw the anger, I saw the, we got to our, in economic theory, we got to the point of city planning or something. And we got to take a model city where all this had been put into place. You got any idea where that city was? Gary, Indiana. All my plans since I was 14 blew up right there in front of me. That's the best you guys can do. I'm in the wrong business. So I quit, changed all my classes, and finished the semester doing Greek and Hebrew, and not Hebrew, history and stuff. And went and did what the Lord told me to do in the first place, become a priest. But you have to live through that. See, that's atheist humanism. You see, it's I am going to fix this. And the whole world will see how great I am. That's not what Jesus is talking about here. You see, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, act like God. That's how we do it. It's a very long homily this morning, so I'm going to quit.